We'll start Sunday, Yudches Tishrei, 22nd September, Dayan Chanukah Entroy, Gesul Akum, the Dalet Minim. Am I supposed to wait? It's also. In Yon of the Yoyma, I'm going to quote the Gemara. A Gemara, and it's not Tony of paper. Omar Lahu Rab Huna Lahana Ambankara. The Gemara in Sukkah, the Flamet, Rab Huna told the merchants of the Abba Minim. The merchants of Abba Minim, even gold the screen and hand, there are plenty of merchants selling Abba Minim. Kizavina Asa Me'akum, when you buy Hadassim from Goyim, Loi Teguzu Aton, don't go into the field and cut it yourself. So Rashi says, why? Because Stam Oved Koychovim Gazlonim. Because Stam Goyim, when they sell Asa, They steal the answer from other people. So Kashi, Sam Akum Gasla Army Solninu. They steal Hadassim from a field of which belongs to Yisrael. Now these Hadassim are still growing, but the Goyim tell the merchants, you take from this field. And it could be this field really belongs to a Jewish person. So it's Gezel. So the Rav Huna told the merchants, don't go and cut it yourself. Let the Goyim cut the Hadassim. And then they'll give it to you. Yush will be in the hands of the Goyim. Yush is not kind of by itself. But when the Goy gives it over to you, it's Yush and Shinu Rashus. And once there's Yush and Shinu Rashus, then it's yours, then it's Lochem, and then you can be Yoitz of the Mitzvah on the first day with these Hadassim. So Rashi says quite clearly, it's speaking here that they stole the Hadassim from a Jewish field where there were Hadassim. So it's Gezeilah from a Yid. Now Gezeilah from a Yid, you need Yush, and you also need Shinu Rishus. The Yireim, in the Sefer Yireim, which is one of the Rishonim, the Yireim said, ask the Kasher, okay, the Yambanker are koiner the Hadassim with Yush and the Shinu Rishus, but it's a mitzvah, Habor Ba'aveira, because the whole mitzvah you're doing through Gezeila, it's a mitzvah Habor Ba'aveira. Zog the Yireim, that this Gemara is speaking where they didn't steal it from a Goy, but they stole it from a Yid, but they stole it from a Goy. That means the Goyim, who are the sellers of these Hadassim to the Jewish merchants, they stole it from a Goy. And therefore, when you take it, you're taking Gezel Akum. And Gezel Akum is Muta. And if Gezel Akum is Muta, so what's the whole problem here? Although it's Muta, the Yireim says, but it's not Shaloi. It's not yours. So if there would be a field which belongs to Goyim, a field which belongs to Goyim, and the din is Gezel Akum is Muta. You could take it. But, says the Yireim, it's not yours. So you can't be Yotzer on the first day of Sukkot. You can't be Yotzer with these Hadassim, although you didn't do an Isser, because Gezel Akum is Muta. Of a Shaloi, it's not. And in order to become Shaloi, you need Yush and Shinu Rishus. This is how the Ramblers. And I must tell you that the Ramban on this Gemara in Sukkah also says, we're not speaking where they steal from a Yid. It's difficult to steal from a Yid, he says. Goyim won't steal from a Yid. But they do steal one from the other. And therefore the chashash is, these hadassim which you bought, which the merchants bought, the Jewish merchants, could be their stolen hadassim from Goyim. Gezel Akum is mutter, so what's the problem? The Taos is, it's mutter, but it's not shaloi, and you need shaloi, be chiddush. If you, somebody would go into a park, and he wouldn't take permission from the park attendants or from the local council, then, okay, after the then is Gezel Akum is mutter. Oh, it's not shaloi. So the Yerayim said, if it's not Shalai, Marega. Now, if you look on your piece of paper, page 2, it's a Mogen Avraham. Second page. And I've underlined it. I will besate the Yerayim Kosov, da fila lamando oma, gezel akum shora, mikol mokum loy mikra lochem. That means, although there's no Issa, you didn't do an Issa by stealing, but nevertheless, to become yours, it should be, belongs to the Goy. How to become yours? How does the Rishus change over from the Goy to you? Geis is Mutter, it's Mutter, but it doesn't say it becomes yours. You didn't do an Issa of Lois Figzoy, but it didn't become yours, therefore you can't be Yoitzu with it, unless there's Yush and there's Shin Rishus. So the Ramban on the Gemara says it's speaking where the Gezel was from a Goy, yet you need Yush and Shin Rishus, because if without Yush and Shin Rishus it's not Shalai. And if it's not Shalai, that's exactly Rabbi Kiva Eger says, that the Ramban is the same Shitta as the Rei. Now let's have a look on page 4. We'll go back to page 3 in a minute. Page 4 is the Gemara in Sukkah. I'll tell you over here. There's a Mishnah where the Mishnah says, Esrig shall Olo. If you have an Esrig which is Olo. Now I think you all know, in the first 3 years of a Olo, first 3 years, it's Osa Banor. Not only you can't eat Olo, you can't have benefit either. So the Gemara says, shall Allah apostle? My Tama. What's the reason why Allah is apostle? Daplamat hey omad olive. Pligabo rabchiabim rabasa. So there's machlux rabchiabim rabasa. Chadoma, lefisha imbraheta achila. The Torah says, lekachtem lochem. Lochem means at least you can eat it. If you can't eat it, that's not called lochem. But chadoma, and the, another one says, Lefi she'em boi dim momen. Because anything which is osa ba'anor, there's no bailus on something which is osa ba'anor. And the Torah says, ulekachtem lochem, it has to be yours. Something which is osa ba'anor is not yours. That's the machlokes. So the Gemara says, everybody agrees, and the esrog which you can't eat is not called ulekachtem lochem. It's not called the Lekachem. So where's the Machloikas? So the Gemara says, the Machloikas is something which you can eat, but you haven't got bilus over it. Now how can you have a Hecha Timtza, something which you can eat, and you've got no bilus? So the Gemara says, yes, there's a very simple classical example, and that is Master Sheni in Yerushalayim. Rab Meir holds, Ma'aser Sheni Momen Gevoya. Ma'aser Sheni does not belong to you. It belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono gave you permission, you can eat it. You can't use it for anything else. You can't be Mekadosh Yishov with it. You can't do business with it. You can't do anything except eating. So you've got, here you have a Hecha Timtza where you've got an Esrog which you can eat, but it has no woman. So here's the machlokes. The one who says lochem means where you can eat it. Master Shein in Yerushalayim you can eat, so you can use it for a lulav. The one who says that you need it in Momon, here it's Momon Gavaya, it's Momon Gavaya, and therefore it's not yours. So the Gemara says that, as I said, the Gemara, that the halacha, that if we need din momen, maaser sheni b'Yerushalayim, although you can eat it, but there's no din momen because it's momen gavaya, you can't use it on the first day for an esrog. Now here, I want you to go back to page 3. Now page 3 is an Avnei Miluim, and the Avnei Miluim, the Avnei Miluim is actually the Ktos HaChoshen, and I want you here to ask the question. Now look at this Avnei Miluim. I've underlined it. Mio Mashekosub Mogen Avrom Gaba Esrik. Mogen Avrom writes by Esrik, the Leinofik Begezel Akum, a fille la manda oma gezele mutter, bishum de lechoshe vachem. The Yerem said that Esrog, which belonged to a goyim, you stole it, although gezel akum is mutter, means you can eat it, you can do with it what you want, but it's not lochem, it belongs to the goy. The bailus doesn't go across to you unless there's yush and shin rishus. Without yush and shin rishus, it's the goyis, and you can't be yoytzim. So there, la niestati, in my humble opinion, the Miluim says, the shapinotik bay. Of course you can be yoytzim. With gezel akum, if gezel akum is mutter, you can be yoytzim. So there, what's the raya? Lefi mashekosav harambam, bepere ches melulav, the yoytzim be'esrik shemaster sheni. The Rambam paskins, you can be yoytzer and esrik with Master Sheni. Although Master Sheni is Momon Gavaya, but yes, for Heta Achila, he's got the Heta Achila, therefore you can be yoytzer. Those are the Rambam. Va'afak v'chein b'chalo, that means you can give chalo for Master Sheni because it's called Lochem, Heta Achila. V'chein b'matzah, by matzah, which has to be lochem, if you can eat it, although it's not yours, it's momen gavaya, you're yoytzer. V'af agav the poisik maser sheni momen gavaya, the Rambam learns that maser sheni is momen gavaya, so how is he yoytzer with the esrog of maser sheni? It's not his. Because the Marie Kukus, Mishum de Svirale commander Omer Basuka, the Leubeinem din momen, Ela het achila. So the Avnei Miluim says, Hochanama, if you steal from a goy and gezel akum mutter, heta achile is me. He's got the right to eat it because gezel akum is mutter. I, it's not his, you don't eat his. The same as Master Sheni. Master Sheni, you have a right to eat it, although it's not yours, your yoytzer esrog. Hu adin agezel akum, if gezel akum is mutter, you have a right to eat it. You can take it and you can eat it. You haven't done an aveira at all. So therefore he says that you've got the et achila. If there's a et achila, there's no momen because momen gavaya, but it should be yoytzer. So him came by esrog lamando omer, gezele mutter, the yeshva bohet achila, nira, the loikorami master sheni, given the vizenami is the hetachila vanil. So the Ktois asks a very strong kasha on the Ramban and on the Yireim. Both the Ramban and the Yireim say that if gezel akum is mutter, that means if you see an esrog which belongs to goy, you can take it. And you can use it, you can do with it what you want. You can even eat it if you want. So you've got het achila. If you've got het achila, you don't need momen. Horaya. By the Gemara says, Master Sheni, which is momen gavaya, it's not yours. But why can you be yoytzer with an esrog? Because you can eat it. Because the Torah gave you permission to eat. So what's the difference between Master Sheni b'Yerushalayim and Gezel Akum, which is mutter? Does take the Avnei Miluim, and he says he argues against the Yireim and Ramban, and the Avnei Miluim says more. He says Rashi in Rashi, in Sukkah, when Rashi talks about the Ambanker and they have to have Yid from Shin Rishis, Rashi says it was Gezel from a Yid. Because Rashi Shitti is, if it would be a Goy, and Gezel Akum is Mutter Shiloi. So the Abba Meluim seems to take on, he's got a raya from Rashi, that Rashi itself says, if there's a heta achila, because geis lakum is mutter, then you don't need mama. That's his kasha. And pardon? Do we take it from him? Lechayr or not. Because the Torah gave him the rishus, not somebody else. Okay, we'll see in a minute. It's good hour. That we'll see in a minute. Well, as long as I think, the Fiat News Party, I think that the Yireim and the Ramban are correct, and maybe the Ktois, although Ktois brings a Rashi, I think there's a big difference between Master Sheni, B'Yerushalayim, and Gezel Akum. Now let's take Gezel Akum. Gezel Akum is, it belongs to a Goy. To transfer the reshus of a Goy to a Yid, you need a Kenyan, you need something. And if he doesn't give it you, then only you should shim reshus. Otherwise him. Master Sheni Momon Gavoya is a different Hezbollah tool. I think Rab Chaim in Ksovim says the following. Master Sheni Momon Gavoya means the Torah only gave the person a limited bailus. You can have a limited bailus on a chefetz. The Torah said the following. You are the balim legaba achila. Over any other use, you're not the balim. That means if you want to use it to be Makadish and Isha with Master Sheni, it's not yours. If you want to do business with it, it's not yours. It's yours, legaba achila. That means you're a bailim on the Maaser Sheni legaba achila. One man d'orma learns in the Gemara, heta achila, bailus on achila is enough to be called lochem. The other man d'orma says, no, you need din moment. When it says lochem, it must be a chefza which you can do with it, whatever you want, whether you can be Makadish Shadish or you do business with it, it's yours. But if you've only got a limited bailus, that's not called Lachem. That's the Machloikas in the Gemara. The Machloikas in the Gemara, Bambat Hashemi in Yerushalayim, is the following. Everybody agrees that you need a bailus. Everybody, you need bailus. The Shaila is a limited bailus of Achila. Called Lochem, or Lochem means it's yours for all Ishtamshus. That's the Machlokas. But to say, and I've got a Rai, I'll bring you a Rai. If you look on page, I think it's page 5, there's a Rambam. Rambam on page 5. The Rambam said, Kitcho the Maaser Sheni. If somebody was Makadish and Isha the Maaser Sheni, Bein B'Shoigeg, Bein B'Mezit, Eina Makadeshus. It's not Makadesh, he was Makadish, a woman with Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Gave a beautiful Esrog Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim to a woman, and he said, Hare Yat Makadeshli. She said, Rambam Eina Makadeshus.
So,
pardon?
How can he be Makadish?
He didn't know it was the Maaser Sheni. He knew it was this woman. Otherwise, he'd be shaking. Yeah. But she didn't know it was Maaser. Lefi, so the Rambam says, She'ein loy lasus boy, shach hafeitzoy, ad she's chalev. Because you can't use it for all your hishtamshus. You can only use it for a limited hishtamshus. So the Rambam should say it's not his. You need Kedushin. You can't go and give somebody else's ring. You've got to give your ring. The Rambam should say you can't be Makadish because the Mormon guy, it's not yours. That's it. It is yours. You have a limited bailus. What's the limited bailus? Legaba achila, I'm the bailer. Of a legaba any other istamshus, you're not the bailer. So the Rambam says, lefi she'ein lo elasus v'shach ha'petzov. What it means is, his bailus is a limited one. Of a legaba shach ha'petzov, he has no reshus, it's not, yeah? If what? Well,
most of the master shiny, whatever was remaining, if you didn't consume,
yeah,
you were able to give to somebody else. So that means that there was a gibis a koich matula, or person that has sufficient power to give to another person in shlag. So that is the hakka.
That doesn't make it a violent. Yeah. Okay, so you see from the Rambam did not learn that Mas Sheni Momon Gavoya is not his. If it's not his, then he can't be Makadish. It is his. In a limited way, it's his. And that answers your question. Why can't somebody else go and take your Mas Sheni Yishlan? You're a Bailim Lagaba Achila. Yeah, right. And therefore I say...
She can eat from it, don't she?
Pardon?
She can eat from it.
She can.
If he gives her.
Yes, but
she's got to annoy him. It's annoying.
Now come up. The Meister Sheni Momon Gebaya means that for any other purpose, which is not eating, it's not yours. So when you give it to her, it's not you giving it to her. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam, because it's not yours, Legaba giving. Legaba giving it to somebody else, it's not yours.
No, but she's eating it.
That doesn't matter, but not from you. Not from you. Yeah. So, Mavelis Hase, the Ramban and the Yireim both learn that bailus you need on a Esrog. Only a Maisa Sheni, you are bailim, a limited bailim legabachilu. That's sufficient for Lochem, called the one mandoma. Of a Gezel Akum, it's not yours at all. Shavari, you can't be Yotzer. You can't be Yotzer. I, Rashi. Rashi says in the Gemara that the Gemara speak in Bagezul Yisrael. So the Achonim learn, and Hazel learned the Mogen Avraham and the Abmeluim, that if it would be Gezel Akum, and Gezel Akum would be Mutter, then you don't need you, Shemben and Shin Rishus. So it's a raya. If Gezel Akum is Mutter, shall I say there's no raya for that. Now, let's say, and I'm going to prove it's no raya. Let me give you an example. Truma. Somebody, a yid has truma. That belongs to a yid. He can't eat it. He's got to give it to a kohen. But it's his truma. Can he use it? Can he use an esrog of truma? Can he use an esrog of truma for shaking on the first day?
No.
What would you say? It's his, belongs to him. Yes, the moment, it's his. He can't eat it. He's got to give it to a kohen, but it belongs to him. Or he yashened it from his grandmother or his grandfather. He got truma. It's his, but he can't eat it. And if he can't eat it, shouldn't be yoitzus, not lochem. Zoktoitzus. As long as there's somebody in the world who can eat it, that's called lochem. A kohen can eat it. It's his money. It's his. And somebody else could eat it. Hetachila, you don't need hetachila yourself. Hetachila is not all. Nobody can eat, so it's not lachem. Here, you coin can eat it. I'm going to ask you a shaila. So hetachila is enough. Somebody else eating. If you borrow an esrog on the first day, I saw not. No? Why not? There's a hetachila, somebody else, the person who you borrowed it from can eat it. The talent says, if it's shol, then it's not yours. It's not. By truma, it's yours. Only the fact that you can't eat it, that's not chazorim, as long as somebody gives it. It's got to be yours. Shol is not yours. So you see, hetachila in itself is not enough. It must be hetachila, where the achila is part of the bailus. That's one raya. So I want to say in Rashi, Rashi says it's got to be of a yid. But Rashi from a goy, For a guy, you can use it here. So Hazay, Rashi agrees. A guy's Hesberg is not yours and you can't use it. But you don't need Yush and Shin Rishus. Yush is enough. Now I'm going to explain to you why. Why is Yush not Koina by Gezela? By Veda, you know, if you lose something and you give up hope, somebody can take it. Why, if you steal, why can't you, and the fellow who you've stolen from is Miyash, why can't you keep it? Why can't it be your? What's the difference between our Veda and Gezela? So, Varem Baba Kama says, Isura Asa Liyoda. Because where it be Isura Asa Liyoda, Yush does not help. And by Gezela, you stole it. You didn't have Aveda, you didn't do an Issa. Forget, you're doing a mitzvah. You're giving back an Aveda. Or by Gezela, where you're doing a Gezela, Yush does not help. You need Yush and Shin Rishus. If Gezel Akum is Mutter, then Yush should help by itself. And the Gemara says you need Yush and Shin Rishus. So Rashi is speaking by Gezela Punagayid. And therefore, from Rashi is no Raya. Mogravon, because a Raya from Rashi, there's no Raya from Rashi. Rashi is the Raya of Rashi is not a Raya. Why? Because Rashi is speaking by a Yid. Because if it would be a Goy, then Yush would be koina by itself. The Reim Zraya from the Gemara is, the Gemara says that it's Yush and Shin Rishus, Freik the Reim Akashu of his Mitzabob Havera. So the Reim answers, it was a Goy's Hadassim, and a Goy gave the Lakum his Mutter, and therefore there's no Mitzabob Havera because you never did an Havera. Of Elohim, it's not. So why do you need Shin Rishus? So you should only need Yush. And the Gemara said you need, according to the Yireim, why do you need Yush and Shin Rishus? It should be, Yush should be enough, because there's no Yisroel or Tzaliyot. But I have so many Nesivas. And with that, yeah, I think this is my answer on the Nesivas. Yisroel or Tzaliyot, there are various shittas why a Gazlan can't be coined with Yush. Now, one Mandoma says, because he did an Aveiro. John, Gezel Akum, he didn't do an Aveiro. There's another Mandoma who says, the mitzvah of Hashava stops you being koiner. Isura Asaliyoda, because you have a mitzvah of Hashava that stops you from being koiner. Stops you. That's the Isura Asaliyoda. By Gezel Akum, there's no mitzvah Hashava either. But I'm going to give you a Nesivus. Nesivus says the third reason. He says, Yush is the only koiner. The most somebody lost an Aveda, and he gave up hope. He didn't give up hope because you picked it up. He gave up hope because he didn't think he'll ever get it back anymore. Where the Yush is caused by your action, by Gazan, if somebody steals something, why is the Nigzul Miyais? Because somebody stole it. He doesn't think. Where you're going in the Yush, that's not called, that Yush you can't use. Every Gezel, Bisuros Liyodai, it means through the Gezel came the Yush. That Yush can't. The Nesivus says a Chiddush. If a person has a Chafetz, he's got a gold watch, and he sees robbers coming, and he knows they're going to take his watch away. And he already gives up hope before they've even taken the watch. So that's already used, and the watch is there. And you and this forbid of use of use. If use is finer, that's it. Even before. Why? Because the goyim. That's called use. So he said the following: if a person is the goyim of the use, then Yush can't help. So the Gemara is speaking by Gezel Akum. And Gezel Akum is Mutter. And there's no Issa, there's no Aveira, and there's no Mitzah Shova. But your stealing is causing him to be Miyash. Then Yush doesn't help. then you need use and shimulishes. And that is the Gemara. Mamele, even Rashi can learn like the Yirei. I just want to say one thing and add this. All those who are merchants or who are dealers in Abaminim should never take from a place where they don't have reshus, especially if you're using it for the first day. Even if Gezel Akum is Mutter. Even if Gezel Akum is Mutter, or but not Lachem. And therefore one has to be very careful. Shoyin, Hidicha by Mokum is Gadaboy, the rest I'll leave to you, gentlemen.